The Pittsburgh backfield got smaller on cut day weekend, and Jaylen Warren is one of the two backs left standing at the top of it. The team traded Caleb Johnson to Green Bay for a sixth-round pick in 2028, first reported by Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, official on the team's transaction list per Teresa Varley at Steelers.com, released veteran Travis Homer, and waived Lou Nichols, who went unclaimed when waivers cleared Monday, per Alex Kozora at Steelers Depot. The number three job went to Eli Heidenreich, who ran 9 times for 35 yards with a touchdown in the finale and won the spot over Homer and Nichols, per Brian Batko's 53-man analysis at Steelers.com. Heidenreich is a seventh-round rookie out of Navy, whose best path to a rookie role is special teams, per Jack Markowski at Sports Illustrated's All Steelers. That is the room: Warren, Rico Dowdle, and a seventh-rounder, with no waiver additions behind them. What the weekend did not do is score the question that actually defines Warren's season. He did not play Thursday in Buffalo. Bob Labriola at Steelers.com listed him among the 27 core players held out, writing that none of them had any chance to sustain an injury in a meaningless game, and neither did Dowdle. So the carry split got no second data point, and there will be none before the game's count. The only game backfield these two have ever shared is the Jets game that came out 5 carries apiece. And the Johnson trade is not a Warren promotion. The Beat's verdict on Johnson himself had been building, with Matthew Marcy at Steelers Depot writing 2 days before the deal that the verdict was all but in on him as Omar Khan's worst draft pick so far. Back in June, we said Warren's own case, the career year, the 40-catch receiving role, was never the question, and the carry split with the newly signed Dowdle was the entire bet. That is still the whole file, and cut day narrowed it without settling it. Fewer bodies, the same unanswered split, and no third contender for whatever share of it opens up. We'll check back as week 1 comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.